نيو ترام اس بي اس بشان اطرايا ما تخن التنايه بالزوده على sbs.com.au/assyrian.
So you can mention that
شمعا خبيبه اخذ بدايتون ميقرا ميلان ماكسيموفيتش وبرزوجو براتا اطوريتا حلدا انا تري عودين اكتيفيتس قا بلخانا ات عدرانا وسنتا ات جوساني بريشايت جوساني ان رفجيس اراقاي اطوراي وامينا ايت ورخدها فرسقالا ويدخت باقتا ميقرا ميلان ات همزوما بت عودياتو بريشايت بليت تشو كانت كريسمس قا بيتواتي اطوراي تسنيق انا وتازا مطنينا لداها اطرا ولينا كلية ميقرا ميلان وميقرتا هلدا من بلخاني وقم خدانا كريتا عودلون قدعو دوتا اتجاو ميلون خدوتا وبسامة الرابة من بيتوات آتوراي جوساني تازا مطينا الداها أطرا اجود لنا هتبقت عم يقرا ميلان تيولن خنوهارا بدها عدوتها ميلان welcome to the Assyrian program at SBS and as usual always when we talk to you we talk about a project that brought happiness to the hearts of children and happiness to their parents especially the newly arrived refugees and especially the Assyrian in the Assyrian community so welcome to our program
Shalom Aleichem, thank you so much for your warm welcome and yes, thank you for mentioning our work with the community. We are so happy that we are part of this project working with new arrivals and refugees now for fourth year. And a little bit later, I'll share more details about this.
Tell us about your latest project that you worked on, and as we were talking before, there were so many people who came and joined. Tell us about that project.
Yes, this year we had two projects for Christmas, so Christmas presents for new arrivals and refugees that are in Australia less than 2 years. Most of them are less than 1 year. So in Fairfield, we had around 160 children and 300 adults, and we had 4 hours program for them, mainly for children, and we had some competitions, and we gave many presents, and as well in Liverpool we had around 60 children and 250 adults, and everyone went home with very happy faces, and we are so happy that we are doing this now every year, and in the last almost 4 years, we deliver over 11,000 different hampers.
Okay, Milan, let me translate this quickly. شمعان خبيب ميلان بهمزومة بالترميات بليخنا علي ومتخرق قدرنا دانا تخرية وبخا من داني مكملت شو كانت قا كريسمس وعيدة وترع ودياتي خمن قربة أربمة واشتيقانات هديرة وخيتها زودة من خمشمة بخواش هيا للسورة وشورة وأواهي وجاوي بليلون شو كاني عودلون عودياتي مغديانه ومرقدانه اختي شمون خبي اختي خمدي بين مدن قالوخ من قام دائره خل ميلان ميلان بيشه و من داني برسوب خرايه يعني فانلس جو ذا اوستراليان اوف ذا يير شي تريل بو تو تشاسر قابوت بولخانانو قا شو تابوياتي و شو تابوت عطرتا ابز بريشايد بارخ مدر الميلان وبقرخ البقاري بريشة I believe Milan that this time you had a lot of volunteers and helpers can you shed some light on that?
Yes, we are especially happy that this year we encouraged many people to help us as volunteers we had around 20 volunteers and what's especially very encouraging that we had a lot of volunteers from Assyrian community as you already introduced me I married to Assyrian and I feel that Assyrians are my family but I'm especially encouraged to see support from Assyrian community and I would like to mention Shamiran who was really an angel and she was really helping us a lot especially this year but also she helped us in other years. Maybe we can hear something from her as well.
Yes, for sure. I had a recording of Shamiran. Unfortunately, she couldn't actually make it to this interview, but I thank you and thank her for sharing with us this the speech that she has made.
سلام الله أخون أنا إيوان شميران طبقتا بميلانو هلدا ربا جاية خامن دنجا تنتبقتا بيها إيوان أمرت مرضية أنا إيوان سكرتاري إيتا وبلغتا منهن قادن رفوجي تيوة تيه خات شهد تريلب وانستر تريلب وشفر تقبر إخواقاتهن خا فولنتير كريسمس فولنتير جيفت سب ميلانو هلدا مرون أخني بايخ ودغ بولنتير قو إيتا يا وغيفت قا يا لسوري قد مغدي يخلون خامن دنجرا تيم بلغتا منا ابن تترتا تيم بلغتا من هلدا وميلان مويتا خكما فاميليز كلبتة إيوا رفوجيز أي شيء تتورى إيوا كريسمس فولنتيرينج ويز ميلانو هلدا قو كير قو فيرفولت إيوا قو خا أمرا قو فيرفولت رابخ من الوالون يا للسورة إيوا قربابة أمه وشتي يا للسورة وطلع ما كلبته ناشي يعني خويطة من كل جبانة إيوا أطراي كلدناي خميلنا رابا وإذا نخكما أكتيفيتيز قيا للسورة من خلطة من شتيتا طوليات زمريات وإذا نقاتين هلبت أبزي يولا بشكاشي قاتين اقتين أخي شبيتا خديوا وهاي بسيمة رابا هيلدا ميلان أنا رابخ من الوالي منهن وهي الوالي قاتهن أيوما it was a good opportunity.
Okay, Milan, as we heard about Shamiran, tell us, how did you and Hilda met Shamiran and get her involved with your work?
So, as she mentioned, we met her through different Syrian events. In particular, in 2018, we went to Marzaya Cathedral to give presents to new arrivals and refugees. And then when she saw our good works, she was very interested to keep in touch with us. And also she joined us to help. And we're looking forward to work with her even more. And also one of the great things that she helped us, she got us in touch with many new arrivals in the community because she's very active in the Syrian community.
Mm. Milan, we can see that this job that you're doing is becoming bigger and bigger and bigger every day. How important is it to seek the help of volunteers? And we have here, you mentioned there were 20 people this time that helped you, but more from the Assyrian community especially. What's your message? What do you want from volunteers if they can come in?
I'm so glad, like you mentioned, that every year this becoming and bigger and bigger, and I'm so happy that from last year we are now registered charity organization, and we have all benefits registered, recognized by the government, because they can all see our genuine work. But it's very, very important that we have more people, especially from Assyrian community, join us and volunteer, because they can see at the first hand that all help. All donations that we receive, they're going 100% and even 100% to hands of people that are in really real need. And we can see that there are some other members of other communities, they are struggling financially.
Okay, Milan, let me just translate this briefly. تلاشيك ميقرات ميقرا ميلان بيماري لقات رابع أنقيت العلصيت لقات نعمن تشريكي إخ دوخ دانا ين volunteers قد خزي شبر داب الخانة وقد أبزة مختتي ين يطي قد أن زوزة مقمة ين عدرانة مقمة إما يؤمة بخاشلي قداني ناشي إد إتلس نيقوتا قات. Okay, Milan, recently you also worked very hard to raise some funds for the bushfire relief. Can you tell us about that?
Most recently, around November, December, when we saw what's happening in Australia with the bushfire and many people suffering, we felt that we also need to take part in this. So we were able to raise around $10,000 through different fundraising events. And what was even more encouraging for us that through our network of different communities and different organizations, we were able to buy different items for much better price than the market. So we were able to buy food for people, water for people, IBC water tanks that are food grade for storage of the water because they were struggling with having enough drinkable water, and as well what they shared with us, those communities that suffer under the bushfire, that they needed a lot of fodder, food for animals, and as well because they lost their houses and furniture, we were able to get mattresses and furniture. So together with some other companies, we were able to get 18,000 worth of mattresses and furniture most recently, but all together we were able to distribute around $45,900 different items to people affected by the bushfire. We are so encouraged that we can see that our charity ministry is growing and expanding, and as well we were able to have a volunteers from different communities.
اوكي مقرا ميلان بمارلي قد من سبب ان قيود عابة يعني بوش فايرز جربلت او ديغ دا ميزلتا قا مقامتا اتزوزا وعدرانا قا اني كنشياتت ومخزدقة جو دا هابل خانا وبرب دا قيودا مخلطا وبرب دا هابل خانا قشيا مصيل تمقمي زودة من 12 الف دولار طيمة من دياني وأبزة زوينة و يعني من ديانة فيشة ومقروة مطاية والأربي 5000 دولار أقول لهم الأربي 5000 دولار هلبت يعني طيمة مندي إنا أرخت شبكتها يعني نتوركت إتلي ويصورة إتلون مس يعني تقاني من ديانة بخاطيمة رابة بصورة وبرلوية قاني برسوب سنيقة وخزدقة بيت قيودة. Very well, Milan. What's the next step?
Our biggest projects are to be constantly involved with the Syrian community, and as well we are preparing to be part of big celebrations for the Syrian community, which is a Syrian New Year.
Milan, you advertised the big festival at Darling Harbour. The Serbian festival, how was that? How often do you do that, a yearly basis?
Yes, yes, I am part of the Serbian community, and we are very proud that every year we have this Serbian festival, which is a festival of celebrating our food, our culture, our dancing, and that happened 2 weeks ago in the Darling Harbour, and we always have a lot of visitors from different cultures, and probably you saw some photos of me with yes. People dressed in a
costume. Yes, beautiful.
Which is very similar to Assyrian.
Yeah. Close. And how many people did attend this?
This year, I think I attended something around 6,000. Sometimes we have very close to the 10,000. I think this year we had less than last year. Last year was 10,000, probably because of a health situation. I'm so happy, and for me and my wife, we went together to the Serbian festival, and we are so happy to bring a Serbian and Assyrian culture. And last year we had one smaller folk festival here in the Bonnerik,
yes.
And we invited a Syrian dancing club, and we actually had a Serbian and Assyrian flag together. I will try to send you this photo.
Oh, well, Milan, we always hope that your projects, which are humanitarian, which are something helpful, are always going to be successful. And the efforts that you and your wife, Hilda, put into these projects, they bear very, very nice fruits, and that is the happiness and the smile on the faces of the children. As you started the interview with a Syrian, I will conclude it with Serbian. Hvala.
Molim. Thank you so much, Ninas. I really appreciate your support, and thank you for the listeners and SBS Assyrian Radio.
مرحبا شاركونا عودنا لقبتها تابعونا لنا على SBS بريشانا عطرايا برخة فيسبوك